Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, that row over illegally produced caged eggs still coming into the UK after the ban starts in January took a new twist this week. UK Farm Minister Jim Pace stated that actually banning the imports will be impossible in practice. There are 13 EU member states who are still producing caged or battery eggs, and some countries reported to be unbelievably installing cages for producing the eggs. These battery cages have been thrown out by other EU member states, including the UK, who have changed to better free-range or barn systems. It just begs the question, if countries have had 12 years notice to change to high welfare egg producing systems, then why has it not happened yet? Jim Pace says that it would be unthinkable for countries producing eggs in poor conditions to profit from them. But if he can't actually ban those eggs coming in from abroad, then that's exactly what will happen. The final word for today, though, comes from the British Egg Industry Council, who accused the UK government of chickening out when it comes to enforcement of the regulations. Now, today, for all farmers' wives and partners, something for Christmas if you want to impress your man. Why not go down to a machinery dealer where you could get him a new tractor? Not just any machinery dealer, though. Here's Nigel Watson, sales manager for Cat Challenger Tractors, who produce the biggest tractor in the country at the moment.
It's 615 horsepower, 16 forward gears, 4 reverse gears. A fully suspended track system. It is a purpose-built track tractor, so it will use all that horsepower to put down to the ground. We've got two or three sort of in the borders that will run two tractors this sort of size on about sort of 8,000 or 9,000 acres.
Any in the north of Scotland yet?
Smaller versions in the north. We do a slightly smaller version, 320 horsepower, which is certainly more popular north of the border.
And has it got all these creature comforts?
Yeah, aircon radio. There's not a fridge as such, but if you wanted a fridge, they could put a fridge in there as well. He can plug his iPod in.
What sort of fuel capacity does a machine like this have?
You're looking at sort of 1,200 litres fuel capacity. It's a small mortgage when you have to fill it up every morning.
When it's going flat out, what sort of fuel consumption would it take?
On average, you're looking at around 100 litres an hour.
And the price tag for Santa to pop one into a rather large stocking this Christmas, shall we say, approximately the cost of a three-bedroom house. Depends on the extras, of course. But I'll leave you with that thought for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.